Bucky McCall with the Backyard Chicken Broadcast. As I mentioned on a previous episode, May is Bike Month, as well as International Respect the Chicken Month, in advance of this conversion of group recognition of sustainable, life-enriching pursuits. A group of New York City visionaries organized a group bicycle tour of public gardens with chickens living in them in the South Bronx. As with most cities in the United States, much to many people's surprise, chickens are legal in New York City. In our case, the restriction is only hens are allowed, and if a chicken or his neighbors can make a credible noise or smell complaint, then the health department will close down your little coop. New York is unique as a chickening city because right now, most of the chickens here don't live in private yards, but rather in public spaces operating as community gardens. For that reason, it isn't as strange or ironic as you might think that this coop tour by bicycle was organized by people who work with chickens but don't own chickens, per se. Helen Ho, Deputy Director of Green Thumb, a city-run program that supports 600 member gardens through materials and technical assistance, spearheaded the tour. Owen Taylor, Training and Urban Livestock Coordinator of Just Food, which promotes food justice and sustainability in the New York City region through programs for local family farms, New York City community gardens, and communities interested in local food, is a local urban chicken facilitator, and he planned the chicken aspect of this trip. And Eric Tolman, a community gardener and instructor, is also a master bicycle ride marshal. I attended the ride and was delighted to be recruited by Mr. Taylor for a demonstration of how to pick up a chicken at the final coop stop. Although none of us are sharing space with chickens, we all work closely with chickeners and have an eye out for our own chicken situation in the near future. The tour started at Taqua Community Garden in South Bronx near Yankee Stadium. It's a relatively large garden by city standards, a good half of a city block, with a playground, a greenhouse, many decent-sized garden plots, a beehive area, and a chicken coop that's just a little spacious for 10 hens. The coop was built by volunteers and is where the chickens spend most of their time, although a chicken tractor, also built by volunteers, of which I was one and spoke about on a previous show, is used to give the chickens variety of food and pecking space and to help condition the soil throughout the plots. Abu Talib spoke about the garden, which he and his son Bobby dedicate many hours to managing. Abu Talib was recently featured in National Geographic magazine with a large photo of him holding his favorite hen and with a couple of succinct sentences about the vision shared by the members of Taqua, which means God-fearing, and is a beautiful example of how public gardens can truly serve the idea of community. He spoke to us about gardens and about community self-reliance. Don't complain about the economy, he said. Grow your own food. And chickens are at the center of that. Chickens give you food, he said, and eggs, as well as in their role in increasing garden productivity. And they also give you love. After a review of the code of conduct and safety tips for group rides from Mr. Tolman, the group of some 50 chicken enthusiasts and urban gardeners set out on our bicycles for the next stop. Wilton Rock Garden is set on a dramatic piece of urban geology, a cliff in the middle of a Bronx block. It's adjacent to a school, which contacted neighborhood agricultural hero Rosa Garcia to request she and her cohorts take the glass-strewn and abused site, too much for the underfunded school to manage, and transform it. And transform they did. There is now a coop cleverly built into the space underneath some bleachers facing the school atop the rock. These chickens spend most of the time wandering in the garden between the plots, and it would seem that they don't damage them more than the gardeners can bear, at least. The children at the school can get extra credit if they help with the chickens, and the whole student body takes pride in the flock. One gardener extolled the virtues of the eggs, which are legendary in the neighborhood for their excellent flavor. An offer was made to anyone on the tour who was interested in sampling a raw egg for the aesthetic delight of it and for the health benefits. I was tempted to step up to the offer, but because everyone else was so freaked out by it, I worried it might be a distraction to the tour and possibly perceived as some kind of macho thing on my part, so I let the opportunity pass. As an aside, there's a show in my archives available by searching for Bucky McCall at the RadioForAll.net site on the aesthetic and health benefits of raw eggs. Basically, they can be safe and are delicious in the right recipe, and there are health benefits that are balanced out by the vitamins that don't get absorbed when eggs are uncooked. Our third stop was the Bronx Cultural and Community Center, on a sizable corner lot between a church and a school. It's the only site on the day's tour not shielded from the sun or public view by trees or other natural features. But a coop was built to protect the chickens from the elements, while also adding flair to the neighborhood. The coop was built with the help of Just Food and their volunteers, the first in that series of projects. It provided lessons not only in basic carpentry, but also in the importance of achieving community buy-in on a chicken project, as there was some initial resistance from neighbors. It's now a beloved spot. Our fourth stop, the coop at St. Augustine School, although not a community garden by literal definition, is as important a part of the community as any of the others. The adult supervisor of this kid-run coop, Mr. Brady, is officially known as Dean of Discipline. Despite his somewhat intimidating title, his gentle enthusiasm was inspiring as he discussed how the chicken program had become the school's most popular voluntary club, how children with bad behaviors have benefited from the practical lessons of chickenry, the transformative effect of being responsible for others, and the almost mystically calming effect of being in the presence of chickens. Children participating in the chicken program are having dramatically fewer behavior problems, getting better grades, and are getting the big picture stuff about decentralized small-scale agriculture, and are now experts and peer educators in local agriculture and environmentalism. Our final stop, the Garden of Happiness, featuring a large coop housing a ragtag group of chickens. The reason for this strange mix of chickens is that many of them were dropped off by people who had impulsively purchased Easter chicks they could no longer handle now that they were full-size hens. They started with just a few chickens, but now, where once the chickens had run of the place with little damage to the gardens, and later were able to be kept from eating vegetables by low fencing, they now require more supervision and more time in coop. However, the garden is still operating well within capacity for harmonious coexistence of humans, chickens, and vegetables. This garden is yet another one that is deeply committed to feeding the community with their produce and also spiritually with their outreach and open arms. Karen Washington was a most gracious host, and this garden is where I was asked to do a chicken handling demonstration and where I was allowed to tactfully pimp the Backyard Chicken broadcast. The demonstration was a real hit. Everybody loves to interact with chickens, and with a few hints, most people can pick up on the basic techniques of how to pick up a skittish hen in just a few minutes. I predict that more private New York City backyards will feature chickens in the near future, as chickening catches on and people see that it can be done in the city legally and practically. I know I'm looking forward to the day when New York City tour de coop resembles the ones in Portland, Oregon, or Madison, Wisconsin, where folks open up their yards to the chicken-curious public. Happy International Bicycle and Respect the Chickens Month. This has been Bucky Bacaw. I had a good time. Bucky Bacaw's Backyard Chicken Broadcast was produced by the Sagebrush Variety Show with support from Boise Community Radio and the Green Institute.